Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rox Talks. I'm Roxanne Wilson. It's good to see you. Roxanne Wilson Budgel. It's good to see y'all. We have a lot to talk about today. So I took notes. What? Who's that? I have a response to a question from a viewer. Thank you, Julie. Also, we're going to talk about Bond. We're going to talk about Dell, as in James Bond. We're going to talk about ice cream. Shrimp Jesus. What the heck? And also, we're going to tap on Kate and probably Beyonce. I'm going to try and get all those in today. We'll see what we get in first, but I always want to start with a viewer question. So Julie asked last week or yesterday, what do I think? Do I think TikTok will actually be banned? And I love that question because emphatically, no, I would not spend time, and I'm spending a lot of time on TikTok in different aspects. I wouldn't be doing workshops on it. I wouldn't be doing different TikTok shop things with brands where I'm promoting products. And I wouldn't be doing any of that if I thought it was going away. Why I don't think it's going away is because I think it's political grandstanding. They're actually like, look, we're getting something done. Never mind all the things we're not getting done that need to be worked on. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about immigration. Don't worry about guns. Don't worry about, oh, I don't know, making sure that we have a budget. Like, don't worry about any of those stuff of whether we're going to give money to different wars and things around. We're just going to sit here and we're going to ban TikTok. So I think there's that element of it. The other element is it's way too valuable. It is way too valuable. If you're on my email list, I actually sent out an email yesterday, Julie, before I knew you were going to ask this question, showing just some facts about the amount of time that you Americans spend on TikTok. And it's so much more than any other platform. Yes, more than Facebook. Yes, more than YouTube or Instagram. And there's just a lot of money to be had there, and they're just scratching the surface. So it's not going to go away, but I think people are going to be greedy. So either TikTok's going to keep on being TikTok by ByteDance, or they will sell it, but TikTok will still be there for sure. Great question. Okay, so did you hear, this is wild to me. Let me get this right. We're going to talk about Dell first, next. Because I think because I grew up, not grew up, but I lived for 15 years in the house that Dell built, Austin. And it was interesting because I think this is absolutely what we're seeing more and more in the world today. But they actually, they laid out a mandate on their RTO or their return to office mandate. So now if you refuse to return to the office, if you're working from home, essentially, you are not eligible for promotion or change of titles. Talk about restrictions upon restrictions, which is really odd because Michael Dell came out during like the pandemic and was shaming other people who didn't allow work from home options. And now they're saying, okay, you can work from home, but you're going to stay in that job and you're not going to get a promotion, which makes me wonder if you're going to get like just a normal bump raise each year. That's high pressure situation. And I think when I hear all these companies saying, oh, we actually realize it's really good to work in the office, what they're saying is we have this real estate and we have this money and we need to justify this line item. And that annoys the heck out of me because I do believe that some people do better working from home and some people do better working in the office. It's not a one size fits all. And if we've learned anything over the years, even in education, all things, we can't be one size fits all. So anyhow, I'm like, Dell, shame. Speaking of shame, no, not shame, but Unilever, who has a bunch of products, just came out and said that they are spinning off their ice cream division. Their ice cream includes things like Ben and Jerry's, like Breyers, like what would you do for a Klondike bar and Popsicle. So I guess they're saying it's not making them money, but here's what stinks about that. 7,500 jobs are now going by the wayside. If you are someone who is in the small business area, that's something you should be looking at. Or if you're an entrepreneur of some sort, because that 7,500 people that are going to be looking for different options, looking for ways to make money. I hate that. I hate that for them. I wish that and hope that someone buys it and just says, you all get to keep your jobs, because we're not in a situation where people have lots and lots of savings. We're like, all right, well, I'll just take off a year and figure out what I'm going to do. That's not the majority. That is like a minute minority. Also, in an election year, to lose jobs is just, it's just not good. It's just stressful for people all in all. But I don't think ice cream is going to go away. Okay, next thing that you may be hear, you might hear people be talking about is Shrimp Jesus. Like, if there was not another reason to be annoyed with Facebook, this might be it. Apparently, now there are AI-generated images going around Facebook. Has been for like over, for about a year now, but they're only now talking about it. Here's the thing. These images show like random, grotesque, kind of like offensive to the eyes things, like, I'm looking at this right now, I would not show it to you, like Jesus as a shrimp. They do this. These are spammers. And before they used to do things like, oh my gosh, can you believe Katy Perry said this or so-and-so did that? And now, because those aren't working anymore, they're doing AI-generated images. Now, here's the kicker on this. If you click or look at those images, I am not on Facebook enough to even know that. I didn't even know that was happening. That's how little time I spend on Facebook. But if you click on those, what it tells your For You page, right, the page where you're going to get more information, things that you like, it's actually telling the algorithm you want to see more of these, not like of these weird AI generated images, which means the spammers are going to spam you even more. True story. This makes me think of like chain message emails and things. And I worry about those who are very innocent when it comes to social media. Hold on. Who may not realize, she's making some noise. Okay, she's okay. Who might not realize that these are scammers and spammers. So if you see those, please don't click on them. You click on one, you're going to get a bunch of them. It's interesting because it's not like, okay, you clicked on an image of Jesus and shrimp. You're going to see more Jesus and shrimp. No, you're going to see more grotesque, and they're calling them grotesque images. Facebook said they are going to be cracking down, not on that, but also, but actually letting you know when an image is AI generated. I would hope someone who sees a shrimp juice would know that that was not a real one. But the algorithm likes these fake images and has been boosting it like crazy. So just watch out on that, for that, please. Bond. James Bond. You know who wouldn't like that? Wouldn't like the spamming going on Facebook? That'd be Bond. James Bond. That's what the segue should have been. So it looks like there might be a new James Bond coming our way. You know, Daniel Craig had retired from being James Bond in 2021. I know this intimately, not intimately, but Scott loves Daniel Craig and thinks he was the best James Bond. He keeps asking or looking to see who the next one's going to be. So I can't wait to tell him when he wakes up that it looks like allegedly they've offered the role to someone named Aaron Taylor Johnson. He is British, of course, and he's known for the movies Kick-Ass, never saw it, and Avengers Age of Ultron, which I did see. So now I wonder, who was he in there? Was he just like, I don't know, was he an AI-generated person in the back? I don't know. But anyhow, that, if he says yes, then the search, which has been long, and I've probably been going on even before Daniel Craig said I'm done, will be complete, and we'll have a new James Bond. Kate Middleton. So interestingly enough, now a couple things. Okay, yesterday TMZ came out, or the day before yesterday, with that image of her at a farmer's market with William, and she's walking briskly with bags, and if you look at it, it doesn't look like her. It really does not look like her. And if you are recovering, she is walking some fast. Okay, so now TMZ's kind of backtracking on that a little bit. Yeah, but it probably wasn't her. Anyway, why is it so blurry? TMZ does images and videos all around the world. They hang out in LA. Do you think anyone looks like that? They're clear as day. But interestingly enough, it did just come out that Kate's photo of the Queen with her great-grandchildren was also manipulated. Notice they're saying Kate's photo, Kate's photo, Kate's photo. Kate's not even this photo. Kate is becoming a scapegoat. something is awry. Like they're now they're kind of okay. We'll blame it on you. We'll put out a tweet saying, "Oh, I messed up that picture. That was me." No one believes that, but it makes you wonder even more what's going on. Yes, I was watching. I told you about Molly McPherson. She had a live on TikTok yesterday. I was like, "Yes," I was watching it, and she believes, and she doesn't think it's like a conspiracy theory. She believes that Kate found out about Rose, which is the woman that I've heard for years, William's side piece, who also has like nobility in her. And maybe there's some other kids, who knows, but I'm like, when I heard that, I'm like, wait, she should know about that by now. Like, how is she only now finding out? I know about it and I'm across the pond and I don't have any royal anything in me. But what I think is interesting is this before. And if you compare it to Diana, when Diana was having troubles with Charles, she had to deal with Charles. She had to deal, and she had to deal with the Queen, and she had to deal with Philip, right? Yeah. So it wasn't just in the firm. So it wasn't just Charles, right? Right now, interestingly enough, Charles is very sick. So we know that. Hopes and prayers that he gets better, to him and his family. Camilla goes on this vacation, like nothing to see here. Kind of like, hey, we're fine over here. But right now, Kate has some power. So it may be that she's like, all right, he's not doing well. You know you need me. Because if he doesn't do well, I'm queen. Remember that? And I have the heirs. I'm the mom to the heirs. So maybe she's like, listen, I don't have to go through William and Charles right now. So I'm just going to call my shot. I wonder if she's like saying, listen, stop this nonsense. And she's giving her terms. It makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, and we'll keep wondering, or we won't. Easter is here soon, or she'll come out before then. But I'm beginning to actually believe that maybe a divorce is coming. Like now I'm like, oh, maybe they're onto something. All right. Last piece. We've flown through it. I know all these things. Maisie, please stop. Maisie. She's eating or licking the baseboards. Maisie, stop. Yeah. Good girl. Play with your toy. All right. Last thing. Beyonce. So you know she's coming out with a country album. We talked about that. She came out with two songs, The Carriages, 11 Carriages, 16 Carriages, 16 Carriages, and Texas Hold'em. Lots of backlash. People pissed. You can't go to country music. Even though she hit the number one spot on the charts for her song, Texas Hold'em, which is a good song. So she came out on her social and explained this album coming out, Country Card or Carter Country, and said that it was because when she, about 5 years ago, she said, which mathematically, I wonder if it's a little longer than that, or this is when she started the process, I should say. She's been working on this album for 5 years, and it is a result of, that's how it was, result of when she did kind of stick her toe in the country arena, I should say, the backlash she got. Everyone's thinking and speculating it's when she was at the CMAs and she performed with the Chicks. And while her fans loved it, people who did not like her or do not like her or do not like, frankly, the idea of black people inside of country music came down on her hardcore and were very racist about it. And she processed that and said, you know what? Don't tell me I can't be there. I can be there. And she's talking about how she did a lot of history, like she did a research on country music. Turns out country music was started by black people. Go figure. And just said, you know, I'm going to do it. And she said she hopes that this is the beginning of no longer considering that a style of music belongs to a race of people, which is across the board, right? You think about R&B music. R&B music was made to say, hey, these are black people singing. Rhythm and blues was this black people. Then you have someone like Rick Astley coming out, or George Michael, and people think, wait, he's not black, but he sings like that. How can that be? I mean, Kelly Clarkson has some soul singing in her. It's a travesty that any community is not welcoming. I would say, and I don't know, because I mean, you had like Eminem come out and do a rap. He seems like he was celebrated. Maybe he wasn't, I don't know. But from what I saw, he was celebrated. Why does country music feel like they cannot celebrate? Is it because you feel threatened? I mean, I know Hootie's there, Darius Rucker, I know he has a name. And that woman who just had that baby, you know, the one who's saying that song was like Black Like Me that she made after everything happened. And she seems to be kind of touted a little bit, but why are you so worried that Beyonce's coming to country? Why does that make you? This just means that more people are going to be listening to country music. Anyway, it's a sad. It's ridiculous. But I'm glad that she's taking her time and she's like, listen, this is what this is about. It's a continuance of a 3-part trilogy, I guess I should say. Renaissance being the first one, now Carter Country, and then we'll see what the last one is. If you don't know why it's Carter, it's because her husband, or that's her maiden or her married name, is Carter. All right, with that, I'm going to see you. Got the TikTok workshop today, and I've got a lot of content creation I'm making for some fun companies. So I'm looking forward to that. Got to get that in today. And then tomorrow, yeah, I'm off to do on-site creation for some companies as well, too. So there's a lot of that. Oh, I also today have a call with my pro members. So I'm going to be with them doing our group session. We do that every other week. And then they have one-on-one coaching sessions with me the other week. So I see them every week. So I'm looking forward to that as well, too. And then tomorrow, I'll tell you about it tomorrow. But there's something else tomorrow that I'm very excited about with one of my partners. All right, y'all, thank you so much for being here. Go be great. Mwah. I will see you tomorrow. Bye. If I don't see you today.